A Century of Spiritual Text, St. Theodorus, 27. The Lord dwells in the souls of the humble, but shameful passions fill the heart of the proud. Nothing so strengthens these passions against us as arrogant thoughts, and nothing uproots the evil herbs of the soul so effectively as blessed humility. Hence, humility is rightly called the executioner of passions. Another cornerstone for the spiritual life that St. Theodorus the Great mentions is humility. This virtue allows a person to truly perceive his life and the state of his heart, which leads to the necessary recognition of his dependence on God's grace. Pride takes away this ability. A person is not able to perceive his life in truth and lives in the illusion of his own perfection. That's why he doesn't often call out to God for help, mercy and compassion. His passions can grow undisturbed without being noticed and lead him into situations that hurt him painfully. It is not difficult to retrieve from our memory meetings with people who are in a similar state, and their experience also confirms how blind they are to their condition. Practicing humility does not only mean removing obstacles that prevent us from approaching God's throne, but it also means avoiding many unpleasant and painful situations in our life. St. Isaac the Syrian says, "Grace accompanies humility, and painful events accompany pride. God's eye rests on the humble and gives them joy, but the face of God is against the proud." To make them humble, humility always receives grace from God, but he fills hardness of heart and little faith with terrible experiences, until a sudden calamity raises against them and delivers them to speedy destruction in all areas. Diminish yourself before every person, and you will be exalted above the princes of this age. Greet every man with your greeting and bow, and you will be more esteemed than those who bring gifts of gold and sapphires. If, at the beginning of the cultivation of the virtue of humility, we have difficulties at some moments and we are not yet able to humble ourselves for the love of God, the words of instruction that painful events accompany pride can help us overcome this weakness. St. Theodorus, intercede for us. Amen.